Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories, oh what joy,
they bring to me,
how I long
once more to be, with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Fathers, we open your word this morning. Once again, Father, we're asking for the Holy Spirit to come forward to lead us, to guide us, and to give us your words, Father, to speak this morning and not ours. Keep us, Father, in all truth of your word. Take us into the depth of it, Father, so that we can have a greater understanding of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the things he went through in order to become our Savior because of his love for you and for mankind. Now, Father, we're asking for that love. We're asking for your love that we, Father, can let others see it and them grow thereby and come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that they too, Father, can make heaven their home. Now use us in great and mighty ways. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. You know, the Lord paid a terrible price for you and I. But done it because he loved us. He didn't do it for anything else. He done it because he loved you and I. My Father, stand a lot of times in weakness because we really don't understand some of the things of your word. That's why we need the Holy Spirit in our lives. And now, Father, we this morning are going to be in Mark chapter 15. We've been through even where Peter denied Jesus three times one night. You know, our Lord and Savior faced a lot of things. A lot of heartache, had to be heartaches, because it was his own people and those that walked with him that ended up turning against him. Now, it was on the night that Peter denied him that they had all fled away from him. Prayed, fear upon him. God don't give us fear. But you see, that's why we need to go through the Lord Jesus Christ, do the things we're supposed to do, and obtain the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Because he will not give you and I fear. But those that were walking with Jesus at the time that he was bound and going through all of this, they wasn't filled with the Holy Spirit. The times that they was doing miracles and things was where he had loaned them the Holy Spirit just for that work. And when that work was over, they didn't any longer have him. Now, we've been through a lot with him. We're going to continue on here with him. We're going to start out this morning with Jesus before Pilate. All right, chapter 15, verse 1. And straightway in the morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council, and bound Jesus and carried him away and delivered him to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" And he answering said unto him, "Thou sayest it. You say it." Now, 3. And the chief priests accused him of many things, but he answered nothing. And Pilate asked him again, saying, "Answerest thou nothing? Behold how many things they witness against thee." But Jesus yet answered nothing, so that Pilate marveled. Here this Pilate, this leader of this place, is amazed because Jesus is not answering them about anything they're saying. Now, because he knows what has to be done. And he is not pleading any case at all. Had been you and I, they'd been telling lies, we'd have been hollering our heads off, wouldn't we? But see, he didn't. He never answered not one thing at that time. 6. Now at that feast, he released unto them one prisoner, whomsoever they desired. Now, during this feast time, Pilate is to release one, anyone they would choose. 7. And there was one named Barabbas, which lay bound with them that had made insurrection with him, who had committed murder in the insurrection. He was in there for murder. And the multitude crying aloud began to desire him to do as he had ever done unto them. But Pilate answered them, saying, Will ye that I release unto you the king of the Jews? For he knew that the chief priest had delivered him for envy. You see, they do a lot of this just for pride and envy. And they did have a lot of envy against him because of the things that he was able to do and the multitudes he was able to gather. Eleven. But the chief priest moved the people that he should rather release Barabbas unto them. Pilate answered and said unto them, What will ye then that I shall do unto him whom you call the king of the Jews? And they cried out again, Crucify him. You see, most of our churches will tell you that the Romans crucified Jesus. No, they didn't, really. Yes, they took him and nailed him to that tree. It wasn't them really that put him there. It was his own people. These chief of priests? No. The leaders of the religion of that day and time. And should have known the older scriptures from the prophets. They should have known all of that. But because of pride and envy and all, and fear, now, they cried out again, Crucify him. Then Pilate said unto them, Why? What evil has he done? And they cried out the more exceedingly, Crucify him. And so Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas unto them and delivered Jesus when he had scourged him to be crucified. Now, it was Paul's doing of this beating. They didn't say beating. They said crucifying. But before Pilate gave that, he took him and scourged him. Mean beating. That's why you and I today are healed by the stripes that was put on him that day. Think about that. The word tells you and I that. By his stripes, you are healed. Not might, not maybe, but are. Now, come on down here now. Fifteen. That's where Pilate was willing to keep the people calm and he wanted to please them. And he gave him that beating and ordered his crucifixion. 16. And the soldiers led him away into the hall called, well, I can't say that name, Praetorium, Praetorium, and they called together the whole band, and they clothed him with purple. They done that to mock him. And they plaited a crown and put it about his head. And they began to salute him. Hail, King of the Jews. And they smote him on the head with a reed, and did spit upon him, and bowed their knees, worshipped him, all in mockery. Now, this crown of thorns they had made for his head, now they are hitting that crown with this reed. What do you think it's causing those thorns to do to his head and the pain? You see, we forget all of the pain that Jesus bore for you and I. Now, they got on their knees to worship him. Mocked him. Funny. When they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him and put his own clothes on him, led him out to crucify him. And they compelled one Simon, a Cyrenian, who passed by, coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his cross. And they bring him into the place of Golgotha, which is being interpreted a skull. And they gave him to drink wine mingled with myrrh, but he received it not. Anything to be mocking. Now, 24. When they had crucified him, they parted his garments, casting lots upon them, what every man should take. Then it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And the subscription of his accusation was written over, the King of the Jews. And with him they crucified two thieves, the one on his right hand, the other on his left. And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, and he was numbered with the transgressors. He had one on each side. And they that passed by railed on him, wagging their heads and saying, Ah, thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself and come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking, said among themselves with the scribes, He saves others. Himself he cannot save. Let Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe, and they that were crucified with him revolved him. And when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? You see, God could not look upon all that sin, and he had looked away for a little short period of time. And some of them that stood by when they heard it said, Behold, he calleth Elijah. One ran and filled a sponge full of vinegar, put it on the reed, and gave him to drink, saying, Let alone, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down. And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And it was that tearing of the veil which was a sign of the coming to where you and I could stand before the Lord our God and speak directly to Him. And in fact, we are told in the scriptures to pray that way, to pray to the Father in Jesus' name. Because you see, He is the one that made the way, and we have to go. We have to go through Jesus for everything. Remember that. Most don't. Most forget it. We got them out here that prays to Mary, the mother. They pray to the different saints, different angels. We're to pray to God, the Father, in Jesus' name. If we want to see results and have Him to answer our prayers and to speak with you and I, 38. That's where the veil of the temple was rent in twain, and it was tore from top to bottom. 39. And when the centurion which stood over against him saw that he so cried out and gave up the ghost, he said, truly, this man was the Son of God. This centurion, Roman soldier, made that statement when that all happened. Truly, this man was the Son of God. There were also women looking on afar off, among whom was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James the Less, and of Jose and Salome, who also, when he was in Galilee, followed him and ministered unto him, and many other women which came up with him unto Jerusalem. They was all there watching all of this go on. Now, 42. And now when the evening was come, because it was the preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath. You see, they have to get everything done before the Sabbath day, because they are not allowed to do anything on the Sabbath. That's why they crucified him on Friday. Now, Verse 43, Joseph of Arimathea, an honorable counselor, which also waited for the kingdom of God, came and went in boldly unto Pilate, and craved the body of Jesus. He went in asking for the body of Jesus. And Pilate marveled if he were already dead, and calling unto him the centurion, he asked him whether he had been any while dead. And when he knew it of the centurion, he gave the body to Joseph. He gave him. And he brought fine linen and took him down and wrapped him in linen, laid him in a sepulcher, which was hewn out of a rock, and rolled a stone unto the door of the sepulcher. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Jose, beheld where he was laying. Now, we come to the end of 15. We're going to go on for a little ways here with 16, because that will take us on through. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the raising of the sun. They said among themselves, "Who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" They knew they couldn't. They trying to figure out how to get it rolled away. When they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. In entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were frightened. And he said unto them, "Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him, as he said unto you." Because Jesus, if you remember a little earlier in our reading, he had told them that he would be raised and he'd go into Galilee and they could meet him there. Now, and they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. 9. Now when Jesus was risen early in the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast 7 devils. We can all remember that and know. Now, and she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. 11. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. See, they're not believing that he's risen. 12. After that he appeared in another form unto 2 of them, as they woke and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. They're just not believing that he's risen. And these are ones he had told. 14. After he appeared unto the 11, as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe." I want you to listen to these signs. It's supposed to be belong to you and I. "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." And that's Jesus' own words after his resurrection. Think about that. And that is what was supposed to be in the church. We'll be getting to that a little later, a little further down the road here. We'll be getting into that. Because there is a place, and it won't be too long before we get to it. I'm not going there now. But where he tells exactly what he put into the church. But you don't see the church is doing it today because they haven't got faith in the Lord Jesus Christ like they should have. Now, and with 19 and 20, we finish up the book of Mark. So then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and set on the right hand of God. He is sitting on the right hand of God. 20. And they went forth and preached every word, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. These are things that has been given unto the church. I want you to really think and see. Now, God willing, this evening we can all be back together again at 6 p.m. And we'll be going in to the book of Luke. Luke has quite a bit to say also. And, you know, as we go through the four Gospels, we see a lot of witnessing going on. So there's no reason for you and I to be able to deny any of God's word. Because we have the witness and we have the words written that was given by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. I want you to think about these things and to remember our Lord and Savior died for every one of us, so that we could become a child of the living God. And only God can give the increase. Don't be deceived by these out here that are teaching things that are contrary to the Word of God. And proclaiming things that are not so. And we have a lot of it going on. But get in to God's Word. It has the answer for everything you and I need. Praise His holy name. Do you ever stop through the day and just lift up holy hands and praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Praise the name of the Father and let Him know how much you love Him, that your life is His, it's not yours. It's His to do with whatever He wants to do, and give Him thanks for what He has done, what He is doing, and what He will do for your life. and thanking to the Lord Jesus Christ and to the Holy Spirit and to this His Word, because His Word will never change. He tells us that. The world is going to go away. The world's going to change. But His Word will not. And His Word will not go away. His Word will last forever. That is why you and I need His Word. Need the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit in our lives. Hear us as we cry out to You. And we do thank You for this. We thank You for Your Word. We do thank You for the Lord Jesus Christ and Thy Holy Spirit. To give us the guidance to keep our hearts open, our hearts and our minds open so we can receive the good things that You give to us and that You have kept for us down through the ages. And Father, use us in great and mighty ways. Keep us now, Father, through this day. Keep us in health. Keep us safe. And bring us back together again this evening, Father, at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, Father, we pray for this land of ours, a land that turned its back for no reason, but turned its back and walked away, taking Jesus out of every place He was in. That's still standing, our government is still standing against Your church, against Jesus, and against Your people. So we're praying, Father, for these members to be taken out of office and new ones put in that will work for You. To work with us to bring this land to repentance and put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, and that being Your Word and the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray now for our churches, Father. Our churches that are not teaching as they should. May they find this out, Father, before it's too late, and repent, and get back into the Word of God, and help us with the revival, to bring in the harvest for You. Father, this is my prayer right now. And I make this prayer, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, all. Have a great day. God bless.
No.